Here we go. Hamburger steaks, Holiday Inns, that's the kind of world that I live in. I play a different town.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. In our next segment, the energy economy, we hear from U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer and Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner Tony Clark. This segment of Coffee and Capitalism is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge and oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. And now back to our energy economy feature with interview, U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer and Federal Regulatory Commissioner Tony Clark.
I was going to say, and maybe Tony's best equipped to tackle 111D to the degree he's able to, but the issue of technologies going forward is this fast move to something different that was talked about. We have tried many times in the appropriations process and successfully again in the House as well in the authorization process, even in the Science-Based Technology Committee, to ensure that dollars are there for clean coal technology development. In other words, there's this incredible movement to put a lot more money into renewable investment in the government, in the Department of Energy. And they have a science and technology research and development division. But they take it from fossil fuel development sources and put it into these other sources. Now, if we're going to fund research and development for emerging technologies in the renewable side, fine. But you can't then remove from the other side, because here's the point. The point is that they want to shut down coal. Let's not make any mistake. I know there's this niceness around here that we're supposed to pretend something's different than it is. The reality is they want to shut down coal. The problem is they set these rules and they set these standards, arbitrary and capricious as they are. And then they say, well, you can meet them. You just have to do all these other things, right? The problem is that you can't do these other things when you put the business out of the industry out of business that provides both the laboratory and the revenue to do it. So there's got to be a slowdown in it. Granted that we're a big diverse country and Congress is a reflection of that diversity, we're not all the same. We do have a responsibility to help educate our colleagues like we did on the oil export ban. But that said, we can't just pick one winner and then everyone else is a loser. If we're going to invest in certain technologies, let's continue to invest in all the technologies, and let's certainly not put out of business, pick losers to the point where they're literally out of business and not able to invest in technological advancements.
Sure.
With regard to 111D, with regard to 111D, the key really is timing, and this is something that is, I think, actually a bit of a concern, and here's why. What should drive the compliance timelines for 111D should be the realistic time frame that it takes to develop these technologies and to put the infrastructure in place to meet it. That would seem to be a reasonable assumption to make. The challenge here is this. Those state implementation plans, or federal implementation plans in the case of those states that are not going to submit their own, probably aren't going to be coming to finalization until about 2018. The compliance date begins in 2022, so that's just a four-year time frame.
To listen to the full-length interview with Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner Tony Clark or U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And that energy economy feature was brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting-edge and oilfield safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, where we always keep the conversation brewing.
That's my life. There ain't nothing else in the world above it.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism. To see if a radio station in your area carries our radio program, or to see our entire media network, including radio station, magazines, and newspapers, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. In addition to the support of this radio station, Coffee and Capitalism would also like to thank our sponsors. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. That's MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Now, the Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they want to be a great connection for you. The Eric Hatch team was voted the number one real estate team in North Dakota by the Wall Street Journal. He was endorsed by the ABC's hit show Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran and is very active in community service. Hatch Realty. Call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Kids and Capitalism, creating ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. For more information on Kids and Capitalism, the Kids and Capitalism Expo, or to listen to their weekly KidCast, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. That's kidsandcapitalism.com. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the people and communities that make up the Bakken Shale Play. Building the Bakken exclusive interviews and original feature stories can be heard on 35 radio stations and 23 newspapers and magazines. For more information or listen to exclusive interviews, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years, the Lodge at Deadwood is the only place to stay in the Black Hills. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. The best casino, the best overall restaurant, and the best hotel, the Lodge at Deadwood. To listen to past shows, full-length interviews, or for linked up information on any one of our guests or sponsors, visit cafecapitalism.com. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and being part of the conversation this week. We'll see you next week, folks.
Now I'm in the grill, live down by the jail, sign on the front porch saying, hot stuff.
And there's one more thing I want to bring up here on Coffee and Capitalism Radio. The music you've heard on this program today were live and studio performances through the years by Blind Joe. Blind Joe is on The Voice, a hit show on NBC, was just accepted by Team Blake, and is continuing his dream as a professional musician. So to close the show, this is Blind Joe.
Here we go. Hamburger steaks, Holiday Inns. That's the kind of world that I live in. I play a different town most every night. Love on my woman, write a new song. That's my life. Well, that's my life. Yes, y'all, and I love it. Well, that's my life. There ain't nothing else in the world above it. I see people all alone picking their guitars, playing their songs, and I tell them, forget it. Cause you can't fake it, you're gonna make it, you gotta live it. I got a big bus with a TV and a bar, and a little room in the back for me and my old guitar. I gotta stop and fuel up every 500 miles. Give a picture to the waitress, eat a late breakfast, country style.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.